And welcome back. Time now for a theater review with our theater critic, Judy Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, and glad to be here, Tom.
I'm glad to have you. So we're going to talk about the Annapolis Shakespeare Company. They've got a musical for the first time, and it ain't a Shakespeare musical. This is Kiss Me, Kate, which is a Cole Porter musical. What are they doing Cole Porter, and how's it going?
Well, you know, Tom, Kiss Me, Kate kind of is a Shakespeare musical because it's about a touring theatrical company that is putting on a musical version of a Shakespeare play, Taming of the Shrew. It's one of the classic musicals based on a Shakespeare play. It has a script by Sam and Bella Spiewak. It has the score, as you say, by Cole Porter, maybe his greatest musical theater score. It's a backstage musical. The Spiewaks created a plot in which the relationship between the leading cast members mimics the plot of Taming of the Shrew. So you have a feuding couple who end up happily ever after. The couple is made up of Fred Graham, leading man and head of the company, and Lily Vanessi, his ex-wife and leading lady. The show opens on the one-year anniversary of their divorce. In the musical Taming of the Shrew, Fred plays Shakespeare's determined Petruchio, and Lily plays his spiteful intended, Kate. Adding to her spite is the fact that Fred is infatuated with the company's ingenue, Lois Lane. Yes, that is actually the character's name. And then Kiss Me, Kate has some of its own complications because Lois's love interest, Bill, is also an actor in the company, but he has a serious gambling problem. And two gangsters show up to collect, and they get very involved. So all kinds of hijinks ensue from that. And then along the way, we have all these great Cole Porter songs. So In Love, and Another Opening, Another Show, and Too Darn Hot.
Good stuff. So obviously the actors at Annapolis Shakespeare are good at performing Shakespeare, but Kiss Me, Kate, they got to sing, they got to dance. Are they good at that too?
Well, I've often said that musicals are as difficult to stage as Shakespeare. So a musical based on Shakespeare is especially challenging, and there are some triple threats, as they're called, in this cast. The two leads, Robin Wiener and Benjamin Russell, turn out to be very well-matched sparks, not always the romantic kind, fly between them on stage. She's more of a triple threat. There's another triple threat.
And the triple threat is
sing,
acting,
dance,
dancing,
and act.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bit of theater jargon there. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So another person that qualifies under that description, Jenny Bissell. She plays Lois Lane. This part is written as kind of a stereotype ditz, and Bissell makes her cute, but also definitely capable of putting one over on her boyfriend. And she's adorable taking him to task in a song that I bet you know, Why Can't You Behave? The show is directed and choreographed by Sally Boyette. She's the founding artistic director at Annapolis Shakespeare. The standout choreography for me is the number Too Darn Hot. Now, I should mention that this show is set at the former Ford's Theater in Baltimore, and Too Darn Hot could certainly be an anthem of a Baltimore summer. At one point in this production, one of the characters who's singing the lyrics in that song sings them as if the words themselves are fading from the heat. And it's choreographed kind of like Bob Fosse. I want to single out a dancer named Ian Charles. Another high point, a really favorite song of mine, is Brush Up Your Shakespeare. And this is sung by Zach Brewster Geis and Nate Rulo. They play the two gangsters. And these gangsters develop a real fondness for Shakespeare. The number has built-in encores, and they return wearing straw boaters and doing a little soft shoe. And then they go off stage, and they come back with top hats and canes, and they're talking in this very elevated tone. It's very, very funny. I brought you a sample of another number to show how the cast handles one of the jazzy numbers in the show. This is a song about Shrewish Kate's younger sister.
Bianca!
Hi, Bianca. That's the cast of the Annapolis Shakespeare's production of Kiss Me, Kate. So, Judy, this show obviously has so many great Cole Porter songs. Those will hold up for time eternal. But what about the humor? Sometimes those older shows, the humor gets a little dated.
Well, it's being done as a period piece, so that gives you a little bit of leeway. We took two 12-year-old musical theater fans with us. The show was new to them. They had a very good time. They found it funny. I don't think any of the jokes made them cringe. But that said, some of the lyrics in the song So In Love definitely do not stand up in the Me Too era. Taunt me and hurt me? I don't think so. But I brought a clip of Robin Wiener singing that lyric. You're going to hear the character's devotion, but the way that it's worded just doesn't pass muster in 2018.
So taunt me.
An eyebrow, taunt, hurt, deceive, desert. That's Robin Wiener in Annapolis Shakespeare's Kiss Me, Kate. So, Judy, any other updated touches in this show?
Well, Annapolis Shakespeare is using the script that won the 2000, the script of the version, the adaptation that won the 2000 Tony Award Best Revival. And that version does include a few little updates. There's an added line, for example, there's a character of a military general, and he says, "Guns don't kill people." And the two gangsters answer, "We do." That actually feels even more current today than it did back in 2000 when this revival was on Broadway. And there's something I don't remember from that revival. At the end of Lois's song, Tom, Dick, or Harry, the character, her character Bianca hands her beau a rose. So it's kind of like The Bachelor, I guess The Bachelorette. But there are no glaring updates. This is basically a pretty loyal version.
So what about the future of Annapolis Shakespeare Company? You think we're going to see more musicals there? Is that a good idea?
Well, based on this, I think, yes, it is a good idea. And in fact, they have already announced that they're going to do Oliver in this slot next season. Annapolis Shakespeare does more than Shakespeare. They bookend the season with Shakespeare, and next season the plays are going to be The Comedy of Errors and The Winter's Tale. In summer, they'll be doing The Winter's Tale. And Oliver isn't only their the only Dickens title next season. They're also going to do A Christmas Carol and two other shows, Molière's Tartuffe and a stage adaptation of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. This is a really ambitious young company, Tom. Donald Hicken, who was head of the drama department
at the School for the Arts,
he's their resident director. Annapolis Shakespeare is only a few years old, but they are already the largest arts provider to public school students in Anne Arundel County. Kiss Me, Kate, an ambitious choice for a first musical. Most of the cast displays a good deal of musical theater talent. I think they're off to a good start musical theater-wise.
Good for them. Kiss Me, Kate. It's at the Annapolis Shakespeare Company until Sunday, and we've got a link to details about showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, we're heading back to the Hippodrome Theater here in Baltimore. What are we going to talk about?
Another musical. This is going to be On Your Feet, the musical about Gloria and Emilio Estefan.
Oh, that'll be fun. Okay, well, we'll see you then. Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
I want to thank Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features a variety of sandwiches and salads, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest is Thiru Vignaraja. He's a Democrat, and he's running in the primary for Baltimore State's Attorney. I spoke with Ivan Bates last week. We're going to be speaking with the incumbent State's Attorney here in Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby, on the 11th of June. But tomorrow, Thiru Vignaraja joins me. That's our ongoing series of conversations with the candidates. So we hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's coming up right after a break for the news at the top of the hour. Thanks for following us on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in to the Facebook page here at WIPR. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.